And now let's take a look at the very first image from this miraculous telescope.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
So, by this point, many of you all around the world will have seen at least one image from the James Webb Telescope floating up in space. It was unveiled in a kind of controversial ceremony by the U.S. President Joe Biden, at least controversial in scientific circles. And that deep field image, you know, photographed in infrared, got the world's attention. But I think what a lot of people didn't realize was that was not the only image. And there were a couple more. And they were unveiled here in Europe in a kind of, I don't know, Biden-like way. Is that fair to say, Gabe?
Yeah. Yeah. At a couple of locations in Europe. I believe one in the Netherlands and one here in Germany.
And that... Yeah.
The unfurling or unfolding of the universe was unveiled to us with an image. Yeah. Or a couple of images.
And you and I were not there?
We weren't there, but I know who was.
Yeah. Joining us in studio today is, two DW journalistic trainees are sitting with us today. This is Sushmita Ramakrishnan and Gillette Pineda sitting next to us. Welcome to DW Science Unscripted.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
So I guess my question for you is, which image exactly was unveiled in Darmstadt?
Stefan's Quintet. There are five galaxies that we've never seen before. And I like that's our favorite image among the lot that was released because it's just gorgeous. It looks colorful. And like so many of my friends have been sharing this particular picture on Instagram going, the universe is so beautiful. Why are we worrying about human problems when we're just a tiny speck? So it gives that feeling of sublime.
I feel like my whole Instagram feed was full of its images, and I thought like people might not be as interested in the universe with all of these things happening. But I feel that these images, something that is very special about them is that they make you feel something. You see them and you instantly feel, I don't know, so humbled in some sort of way. And I think that's what happened with Stefan's Quintet, basically, because you're seeing five galaxies like just clustered there, and it's like, wow.
Was that the feeling when you were in Darmstadt?
No.
That sense of being in awe of this image? Or what did it feel like to be on the floor there?
There were technical glitches. Yeah. Wait, at the European Space Operations Center in Darmstadt, Germany, they're in charge of ExoMars.
Well, they were in charge of getting the rocket up there.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get the unveiling ceremony right?
Wait, which technical glitches? This is kind of important.
So the lady who was presenting it, Giovanna, that was her name. So she was presenting it. She was on the big screen. We were looking at her and suddenly she just glitched, like, you know, like in one of those Black Mirror episodes. And then they cut back to NASA and then they cut back to Darmstadt. And we were trying to do our own live from there and we had our own technical glitches. So everybody had technical glitches because I think their internet was down. So
and that probably interrupted or disturbed the sense of awe and sublime that you were trying to describe before.
So instead of getting, we got, oh, no.
Was there at least a moment, a collective moment with all these people in the room where the image, in this case, Stephen's Quintet or Stefan's Quintet, where it was unveiled and where everyone got to see it for the first time? Was there a collective?
We missed that moment ourselves because of the technical glitch. We stepped out to see what happened. And then that was the moment the image came on, but it went back to NASA and then the image came back on. So nobody understood what was happening because the image of the graph suddenly came on the screen and went back.
This graph of
the spectrogram for water
levels on a gas planet.
But after Darmstadt presented the photo, the whole room started clapping, and they were so proud, like to be, you know, like represented in like this unveiling in such a cool moment. I thought that was really nice. Like all of the people from the ESOC started clapping, and they felt super proud to be part of this project.
You were sent to Darmstadt for a very specific reason by Deutsche Welle. If you hadn't been sent by DW, would this have interested you?
Yes, 100%. I think I've always been fascinated. I'm a big follower of NASA on Instagram, and whenever they post like images of a nebula or like this, I don't know, star, like millions of miles away, I'm always like in awe, and actually like being like witnessing this moment felt so humbling in so many senses. And I just feel fascinated and drawn like to the universe, a lot of all of these questions.
Sushmita, you studied physics. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so my guess is you viewed this event in a very different way, possibly, or the unveiling of these images, mm-hmm. than most people would have. What did your brain, your physics brain, latch onto when it comes to the James Webb Telescope and this imagery?
Like, I grew up watching the images released by the Hubble Telescope, and these were like huge events. Every time Hubble came up with something, there was like a lot of talk about it because we hadn't seen anything like this before. But Hubble was literally just too hot to handle. That's kind of why it couldn't look into the infrared spectrum, because it was too hot. And to know that they created a telescope in a cold room so that it can detect, you know, light that was kicked off millions of years ago, and like this light that's really slowed down that regular cameras cannot pick up, but this James Webb Telescope can pick up this very, very slowed down light. I think to see that we're capable of this is just tremendous. Maybe we could get the technology in the next few years to exactly look into the very moments that Big Bang happened. How a basic instrument of optics can answer questions about purpose for humankind was the most amazing part of this entire experiment. That a simple telescope that we think we can, a binocular, it's a sophisticated binocular that can tell you why we exist or how we exist. That's huge.
Science.